Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Oh, you could not have scripted it any better for the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday. So about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a little after that, the Brewers were out taking batting practice, and the Cubs were losing to the Oakland A's.
Right.
So before the game even began last night against the Phillies, the Brewers knew they had the NL Central Division all sewn up. But still, in front of them, a Philadelphia Phillies team that has the best record in the National League. This is a high-quality team that the Brewers were facing. And for as much as that celebration would have still been fun and entertaining last night, it would have been great to celebrate a season's long worth of work. To win it in walk-off fashion over a team that some believe could win the World Series, I don't know how you scripted any better for the Brewers last night.
Did the crowd just erupt at the game?
It was incredible, Jessica, because the crowd was a little over 30,000, and I'm not sure what the walk-up crowd was, but as soon as the Cubs were starting to stumble, right, I just wonder if there was a surge of
people
ticket sales, right?
Because
you know you're going to have the celebration. You absolutely know it, for sure, before that game even started. So it was interesting. They had the clubhouse all set up, of course, for the celebration. But the celebration, while there was some popping of bottles and some Miller Lights being sprayed and consumed, things were halted, for the most part, until Bob Uecker got into the clubhouse yesterday. And I thought that was a moving tribute to Bob. It shows exactly what he means to that team, the organization. Pat Murphy even shouted him out. He put a pause to the celebration and had Bob with his arm around his shoulder.
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker.
And then players proceed to pour champagne down Bob's head. And he's covered in champagne, beer, and everything. Just soaking it all in, literally.
And you were right there. You talked to Uecker. What did he have to say? Because this is special for the players, but it's also special for him.
It's been a very consistent message, and I've been fortunate to be a part of a number of these celebrations. It's part of the beauty of baseball. They celebrate every step of the way, right? They celebrate clinching the division. If they win the wild card round or the first round of the playoffs, they will celebrate that. I was in Chicago when they celebrated the 163 win to get into the playoffs as a division winner. And I talked to Bob in Colorado after the Brewers won a playoff series, and it means so much to him to be one of the guys. He was one of the guys as a player. Now he's certainly in a different world, but still one of the guys. And that's what we spoke about.
Hey, Bob, there's a nice party they threw you here.
This is actually my hotel room. I thought.
Are they going to get the scent out of the carpet?
I hope not. This is what keeps me going. Absolutely. When you get to this time in your life, your existence, to be laying on a champagne-soaked carpet is the top dog. That's it. That's the best. And to be with these guys each and every time, and
you've gotten to do a few of these, right? They always mean a lot.
Yeah, I did one as a player, and it was 100 years ago, but it was nothing like it. Winning a World's Championship, which I'm really pulling for these guys, to do that again, to do it for Milwaukee, would really be something. And, the guys that have gotten us to this point where we have a chance to do that, it's not like it used to be, where you played against the other league and that was it. Now we have the playoffs, that's the toughest part of the whole thing. But to be here and be around this, tomorrow it'll be all cleaned up, everything will be back to normal again. But this is great.
No need to shampoo the carpets. You'll just have to do it again in a couple weeks. No,
exactly. Yeah. No, it'll be done again. No problem with that. Yeah. No, this is great.
Bob, God bless you, man.
Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Always good to see you, too. Yeah, soaking it all in, quite literally, Bob Uecker, over 90 years old, inside that clubhouse. Just loving it. Huge smile on his face. He went out to the field as well. And just watching him smile throughout the entire celebration, man, it's just that's what it's all about. His connection to this team, this franchise, the state, the city, all of baseball, man, you could feel it every time you're around him.
Priceless. Was he really laying on the champagne-soaked carpet? Was he swimming in it?
You're definitely swimming in it. If you're in the clubhouse, you're swimming in something, and the scent just kind of stays with you. You never really dry out until you get back home and are able to take a shower. But that's what the beauty of baseball is all about in a nutshell. These celebrations are so meaningful, so priceless. They bond a team. Baseball does it unlike any other sport.
What a blast for the Brewers and all the fans.
Yeah, and hopefully more to come.